WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The potency of our hard-boiled fantasies was explored by the British writer Dennis Potter in his entertaining and innovative TV miniseries, The Singing Detective. He showed the impact of pop music on our inner lives in his previous miniseries, Pennies from Heaven, which was adapted into a film. In February, Potter was diagnosed with an operable cancer of the liver and pancreas and given 3 months to live. 2 months later, just before his 59th birthday, he appeared on England's Channel 4 on a program called Without Walls to tape a 70-minute interview that would look back on his life and work. In America, no TV network or cable station has yet announced plans to broadcast it, but our TV critic David Bianculli couldn't wait.
In the entire history of television, there are two writers who tower above all others. In America, it was Paddy Chayefsky, who eventually left TV to do film. In England, it was and is Dennis Potter, who started writing TV dramas in the mid-60s and hasn't ever stopped. That's one thing you should know right off. Here's another. The entire Without Walls program and Potter's most recently completed miniseries, Lipstick on Your Collar, were just acquired by the Museum of Television and Radio in New York. If you're anywhere near the city, that's the place to go, for now, to see what you're about to hear. And there's a third thing you should know. Not even Potter could have written something as dramatic as the way he's chosen to play out the last chapter of his life. The day he was given 3 months to live, he started work on one final project. He took the central character of one miniseries he'd just about finished writing, called Karaoke, and made him the hero of a new drama called Cold Lazarus. That one's about a character who's dying, and whose head is frozen for 400 years, then thawed out. His memories, which essentially are Potter's memories, feed the virtual reality machines of the future with a new type of entertainment, pictures from an otherwise long-forgotten past. Potter began a daily writing schedule, although he was in constant pain. Even during his TV interviews with British TV host Melvin Bragg, he stopped a few times to take a swig of liquid morphine. But what he says, despite that, is amazingly lucid.
I do have a sense of vocation, and I have it to the, I will have it to the last ounce of my life, the last second. I have the sense, and I'm proud that I've got it. And I'm no longer ashamed of saying, yes, I have had a sense of vocation. And it was writing.
Between swigs of morphine, Potter covers a lot of ground, including what it's like to live with so few days remaining.
Below my window in Ross, when I'm working in Ross, for example, there now at this season, the blossom is out in full now, there in the west early. There's a plum tree. It looks like apple blossom, but it's white. And looking at it, instead of saying, oh, that's nice blossom, you know, now, the last week, looking at it through the window when I'm writing, it is the whitest, frothiest, blossomest blossom that there ever could be, you know. And I can see it. And things are both more trivial than they ever were and more important than they ever were. And the difference between the trivial and the important doesn't seem to matter. But the nowness of everything is absolutely wondrous. And
in this interview, Potter also looks back on his father, an unschooled coal miner from a hamlet called the Forest of Dean.
He would sort of hover on in the doorway or lean against the door jamb and say, so all right, our dad? I'm writing. So I'd be irritated because I'd go in and talk to him. I was finishing something or I was doing or I was engaged in something. Yes, dad, yeah, I'm sure, you know, all that. So sure it's all right, mind, all but, you know, that anxiety to communicate but doing it wrongly. But it now, of course, I'd say, you know, come on in, dad. Christ's sake, sit down, you know, it doesn't matter about that now, that minute, you know. But of course I can't. And yet there's a sense in which by even saying it, you see, I've done it. I've said it. Come on in, Dad.
And finally, after describing his work in progress, Potter examines why, with so little time and so much pain, he's still writing for television. He even describes a last wish of sorts, hoping that England's Channel 4 and the BBC will get together to produce and present his final work.
I can create a space to do 10 pages a day, flat out, which is what when I go flat out, I go flat out. And believe me, with a passion I've never felt, I feel I can write anything at the moment. I feel I can fly with it. I feel like I can really communicate what I'm about and what the world and what I feel and what the world ought to know. My only regret is to die 4 pages too soon, you know. If I can finish, then I'm quite happy to go. I don't mind, you know. I'm quite serene. I haven't had a single moment of terror since they told me. I know I'm going to die, whether it's in 4 weeks' time, 5 weeks' time, 6 weeks' time, might be longer. I might make 8, 9, 10, who knows? But the histology of it suggests that I should already be dead, but I know what's keeping me going. And if that passion, if those two organizations could do this, then I would have left something that, in the first case, I am proud of, because I've written so much of it I know, and I've got the same feeling that I had with Singing Detective and Pennies from Heaven, only even more so, and Blue Remembered Hills, that I would go out with a... I can now be arrogant and boastful and effort to everything. I could go out with a fitting memorial.
This interview already is a fitting memorial. It's the most dramatic, inspirational, life-affirming TV interview since Bill Moyers talked with Joseph Campbell on PBS back in 1988. I urge you to see Without Walls if you're in New York. And I especially urge PBS or some cable network to pick up the American broadcast rights and show this program as quickly as possible. Dennis Potter and television deserve nothing less.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Special thanks to the Museum of Television and Radio in New York for making the Dennis Potter tapes available.